Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right. What's the end? Three or four, Roger?
Four. Let's go four.
Four. All right. It is 9:06 on this Friday, April 10th. Glad to be here back at Oaklawn. We were here, Roger, just a few weeks back.
Yeah.
For the Arkansas Derby record-setting day, 73,000. And always enjoy coming over here and talking to the Oaklawn team.
Yep.
And it's
tomorrow's
always
a big day.
Yeah.
Our buddy Kramer will be DJing out in that infield
tomorrow. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And Justin will be here after us today.
Okay.
But great to have Louis Sella, who is
the
president of Oaklawn and going into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame tonight. Good morning, Louis. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It seemed like I remember it was 2 years ago when I was emceeing the Sports Hall of Fame. And it was Eric Jackson going in.
Right.
And I think you guys came in fashionably late. I think right in time. I think it was.
Thank you, Highway Construction.
Yeah. And I think I was actually, when y'all walked in, I was talking about you guys at the time. So that worked out great. But hey, congratulations. Your dad went in 2008. And we were talking about the different combos in the history of Arkansas with father son combos in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. We mentioned. Billy Ray Smith Sr., and we mentioned the Nuts and the Colemans.
Hortons?
Maybe the Hortons.
Maybe.
But it's going to be really cool for you to.
Well, it's an unbelievable honor. And I recall when Dad got a call back in 2008, I was in the room when he got that call, and he was flabbergasted. And I'm going like, Dad, well, you know, come on. What's the big deal? And all of a sudden, I get a call, and I fall on the floor. And I said, my gosh, what are they thinking?
Yeah.
So it's a huge honor and really very, very excited about tonight and what a privilege.
Yeah, better, Louis, is that here's your facility.
Yes.
Right. You know, again.
There is no coincidence.
Well, you know, we had Wayne on earlier, and I gave Wayne credit. Said, listen, you know, I did the Brewers War for 28 years in Little Rock and loved it, but it was the right timing and the right decision,
yeah.
And we love being over here. And right after we did it, here came the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, and it's a great idea to have it over here. It's just the perfect venue for that.
Well, it is, and Wayne gets the credit for that. He's gone to these other venues. He's on the board, and he scratches his head. He goes, why isn't Oaklawn hosting this?
That's right.
We built a pretty cool facility that can house this professionally and at the level that it deserves. And since we've been here, the feedback has been just that.
Yeah.
We got to come here until there's another venue that treats us and has an ability to treat us the way it ought to be treated. They ought to be treated. They're staying, and we're tickled and truly honored for that.
Yeah. We get to see one of the things we get to see with the Brewers. We're now 2 years over here. Is we bring in coaches from all over the country,
right?
And you know, sometimes you know you guys get to see it because you're dealing with the national horses and trainers and all that. But to see the expression, like, wow. You know, some people aren't horse racing fans, and they come in and they go, this is like, you know, in the article in the Democrat Gazette to say, you know, you can take a swim in the pool, you can get a massage, you can get a great dinner, you can wager, and you never leave.
Yeah.
You know, which is the real beauty.
Yeah, and that's the name of the game.
Yeah.
When we built this and designed this, that was the whole purpose. It was a full resort where you don't have to leave the property. We are in lockstep with the city of Hot Springs. We encourage our guests to go and walk the Bathhouse Row and go to the famous pancake shop and see that, but they don't have to, and we have the amenities in place, so they have it in luxury, and that's the name of the game.
That's right.
When you go to any other big league resort, if it's in L.A. or Houston or New York or Chicago or points in between, that's what they offer, and that's what we wanted to do is to offer that to Arkansans to really have a special feel with that.
Yeah, I wonder. I was thinking going back, it was your great grandfather and I guess maybe your great uncle who founded Oaklawn in 1904. I always, in my mind, have the time travel thing to where if they could come here and walk in and see this, what they would say just would be blown away that vision and the hard work they put into it has come to this. You know?
Well, it's we've been very, very fortunate. We've been in the business here for 120 years, and you have to be flexible, you have to change, you have to be willing to change. My great-grandfather and uncle, they started this business in 1904, not because they loved horse racing, but they could legally bookmake, so long as they had live racing.
Yeah, man.
I can't comprehend that. So they can't comprehend this. My grandfather, John, he wanted to create a racing circuit, but he's competing with known mobsters, Al Capone and Oney Manning.
Jeez.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Dad, when he broke away from the illegal casinos, which were here for 100 years, he wanted to create a premier racing facility to offer world-class racing. He did that. He was successful with that. I can't imagine having to start really from scratch to be able to have the thought of doing that.
Wow.
And now you go to our generation, we wanted to capitalize on that and make it a true resort and a luxurious resort, something that Arkansans haven't seen before. We've been successful with that. You cannot go to another place in the region, forget Arkansas, region, and experience what we've offered and have to offer. And that's what's fun. That's what's exciting about it.
Absolutely. I don't know why. I would imagine some people come here, stay long enough, have their Amazon delivered.
That's right.
That's what's about.
We're visiting with Louis Sella, who is the president of Oaklawn and is also an inductee tonight into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. You know, I mentioned earlier, creating memories. You know, we've been doing shows over here. We talked about it. 25 years.
Wow.
We've just been coming over here 25 years. And I think of the people like Terry Wallace and, I'll find at J&S Italian Villa Paul Shimura, who's no longer with us.
Absolutely.
And us, you know, striking goal, you know, Roger.
Jamal Shaw.
We'll get to Oklahoma in a second. but Roger did the American Pharoah song.
Yeah.
Instead of American Woman, he's American Pharoah, and that thing took off, and we went all the way and went to the Belmont and saw the conclusion of that. Just all the great memories, and so we've been really proud to be a part of this for 25 years. And I was going to ask, I'll do my homework for tonight, but I know you became president in 17. How many years before that were you working here with your dad? What's your timeline?
Well, I really started in the business when I got out of law school in 89. So starting, call it 90 to today, I've been quite involved. And when we started to expand with instant racing and EGS, Dad said, you know, this is not horse racing to me. So you figure that out. Talk to Eric Jackson and figure that out. So I did. And so I've been behind the scenes quite a bit for a long time. So it was also seamless when Dad passed that I had a great underpinning to go forward.
Absolutely. Yes. And it's been that way because I never saw a hiccup, just improvement every year for you to keep doing that. Now, we've been coming here 25 years, of course, being born and raised here. Just the thought of this room, I can close my eyes and see this room before Mainline became.
That's right.
Just having those chairs there and the bank of the wall that, you know. And now to see that, to see the space being used and all that. So we've seen it grow.
I've enjoyed listening to, you know, obviously Roger grew up here and your buddy Steve Qualls to where they were telling stories about how you, and of course Clinton. Matter of fact, when we saw American Pharoah, Clinton was with us.
Yeah.
Clinton, we said that he talked about he and his mom. He would get out of school early and go over here, but sticking through the fence. And
absolutely.
Qualls talked about, he said he could drive his car up here.
I drove back there many a time back there where the homes were, where the fence was, where there was bushes moved to bring my kids just to watch the horses go around.
That's going to be fun to hear.
Well, it is. And frankly, that's what part of our success. We don't have a professional team here, and we have obviously a strong college program, but at the time of year we run, everyone who's from Arkansas knows about Oaklawn, and we capitalize on that, which is why on Saturdays we have the infield open. We bring in the kiddie places, so they get a feel of comfort, and we keep our prices suppressed so they can have a family environment. Eric Jackson, our former general manager, he used to sneak in and play golf in the infield.
Yeah,
Skip Ebel, our counsel, used to sneak in and look at the races from the north parking lot. My wife, Rochelle, she would remember on big weekends get gussied up and try to sneak in and come in with her girlfriends just to watch racing.
That's right.
And that's what it's about. You know, we don't see that anymore in other tracks. We still see that at Oaklawn.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so special.
Absolutely.
Do want to mention, too, Rochelle. I went to school with Rochelle, and always good to see her. And your son Charles is here.
Right.
And listen, if he was living down here, I would be his agent because he would be the Tom Cruise or the Brad Pitt of Arkansas that he's single in.
Shut your ears, Charles.
I do think, talk about history and legacy, I love the fact that you somehow saw the clip of Roger and our producer, 29-year-old producer.
Very impressive.
Christian Weaver doing the song, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, off of Oklahoma.
Right.
And you have an Oklahoma story.
We do. And it was funny because I think it was Rochelle. She said, look at this. And I started hearing. I said, my gosh, that's actually pretty good. You know, I try to belt out a song every now and then. And I'm not that good. I think I am, but I'm not. And but it dawned on me that I have to. I'm so happy to see you about this story. Back in the 40s, 30s, 40s, our family was heavily involved with musical theater. And we just happened to be a silent partner angel in funding Oklahoma.
That
the original.
Is crazy.
That's the 40s, right?
Right,
1947.
Right, right. And we received royalties for decades until that all kind of petered out and they all changed. But we were involved with traditional musicals, and then, of course, the movie theaters came around, and musicals sort of died, so we still have some special places. You still have Broadway and other places, or in St. Louis, the Municipal Opera Theater of St. Louis, the Muni, of which I'm involved with. It's America's largest outdoor musical theater. We're limited to the summer. We put on 7 shows that we produce ourselves. We have 11,000 seats that are filled up every single night for the summer.
Wow.
So there's still pockets of success, just like horse racing.
Yep.
You've seen horse racing over the last several decades decline in areas, but there are pockets of success. I take great comfort in glee, which is bad, gloating, I should say, which is also worse. But we had our Arkansas Derby with 73,000 people.
How about that?
The Santa Anita Derby, they were all excited about their 5-horse field or something like that. And my gosh, they had 34,000 people.
About that?
We're double.
Yeah, man.
They're in L.A., we're in Hot Springs, and we're double.
Yeah.
So we have pockets of success.
Sure.
And we're part of it. We're the shining star of racing.
Well, that's a great story. I mean, that your grandparent is sitting there, Oscar and Hammerstein are coming down, Rogers and Hammerstein are coming down to talk to you, get some money for these plays. That is wild.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, we got to give you credit when you start expanding your casino, you were smart enough to go, you know, we need to keep pouring money back into horse racing, to where now not only you have fans coming, you are paying the highest purses of anywhere in the country.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you ask any horse person, and this track is regarded as one of the best in America. And even if you don't know, you come and you see all the other things. But pretty cool that you've developed racing to that level, too.
Well, we focus with all of our new employees that it's racing first. We don't get to do the casino and fun stuff without horse racing,
right.
So we have to do that. And it's really kind of fun that when you think about our history, this is a track that was originally built to bookmake.
Mm-hmm.
It is now the largest track when it comes to purses and full crowds and full fields 120-plus years later.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's neat.
Yeah. I love the fact that, Roger, I don't know if you saw it, but so you know, people nationally are paying attention. We brought in Mark May. He was loving the horse race. Terry Bradshaw's got horses running.
Yeah.
And then Dave Portnoy now.
Right,
you become a partner with him. And, that's cool. And so the next thing I know, I hear Portnoy mouthing off about something about Oakland. So it's sort of like dealing with a wild animal when you're dealing with Dave. But what's that relationship like?
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And got to know him. He actually tried to sneak in a few years ago. And we always talk before a big weekend, you know, who's coming in. We want to make sure they're taken care of and have a seat, etc. Well, we're going through the list and this and this and this. And Dave Portnoy and Wayne Smith and I go, wait a minute, back up. And who? And he said, he just called up and he got a room. And we put him on the parking lot side down on the bottom floor. Said, no. So we moved him. And I've never met him.
Yeah.
I did not know anything about it. But we got him up. And I said, look, if I introduced myself. I said, if it gets out of hand for some reason, I really don't know anything about him. I should have asked someone, what's everyone doing on about Dave Portnoy?
Right.
And I said, if something happens, I'll put you in a private room. And he called up and he said, you know what, is that okay? And I said, absolutely. So we got to know each other.
Yeah.
He's a super duper guy.
Sharp guy.
And then a couple of years later, he became friends with Ron McQuett, our trainer.
Yeah.
And through Ron, he said, look, I loved Oakland. I love the way the programs work there. Ron, I like how you train horses. Is there any way Sella will do it? And I said, and Ron is the go-between with this. And I told Ron, I said, only, you know, if he understands, Ron, that you're the trainer, I'm good. and he said, we're good. So we bought a horse. He actually runs today.
I said, right.
Silver Syndicate. Okay. And we're excited about that. Ron, Dave was coming in, but he has a family obligation, so we cannot. So we're excited about that.
Well, I remember he nobody came out of nowhere. He wakes up and does a video.
That's right.
I was going, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, that you can't, you know, it's hard to buy that kind of publicity.
That's right.
And impact. And, yeah, the dude's a very shrewd, smart businessman, too.
Oh,
so, well, listen, we know you're busy. Looking forward to honoring you tonight.
Thank you.
And, you know, one of the things I talked about, you know, I'm very honored to have gone in 7 or 8 years ago. And so being around the Hall of Fame, I think it's always important to do it while the person's alive and where their family can enjoy it. I know you're going to have a lot of friends and family.
Right.
And so I think, you know, you're around the same age as me and Roger. And so I think tonight could be a special night because you get to share it with
right.
your friends and family and work.
Well, it's humbling. Yeah. When I'm in a class with a guy named Wayne Lucas, what in the world am I doing here?
Yeah.
it's very humbling, and what a privilege, and it's very exciting. Thank you.
Well, we'll see you tonight.
Congrats. You bet. Thanks so much.
Louis Sellett.
Yeah.
Thanks, Charles. See you next time.